sports, fruits, and straight people. Let's get it going here now with the sports teams and the sports. Oh, that one was feisty over there, folks. Ooh, wee. That's sticky icky. I am Roy, and this is your Tampa Bay Sports Second. We got some news, NFL, NHL, MLB, maybe some MLS, some NCAA. We got some freak madness. We are all fucked up. There's a shit show. It's a shit show going on over here. We got news coming out of our buttholes. It's either news or fecal matter. I'm confused. I'm also confused as to why it seems that every year after the Patriots win a Super Bowl, a team comes out and says, we need to change this rule so that we can stop these dominant, these champions from doing this to us every year. It's happened again. Remember in the AFC Championship game, Baltimore, almost calling Baltimore Colts. Those are the old days. Remember those? Those were good. Baltimore Ravens and the Pats, and they had that little, you know, where your tackle's eligible, and, you know, you got Vereen out on the side. No one knows what I'm talking about, but you got him out in the flats there, but he's ineligible. Well, now they made it so you can't have an ineligible receiver be between certain numbers, which is, I think, 1 and 48 or 49 and 80 and 89 or something like that. So basically, Baltimore complained, and they got the rules changed. And speaking of the Colts, they had done that way back back-to-back AFC Championships games, possibly 2003, 2004, where year after year, the Pats were manhandling them. Peyton couldn't get anything done. So they sent a video, you know, to the league office of how they shouldn't be able to do this, how these cornerbacks shouldn't be able to do this to the receivers, and they changed the rules, and that's why you can't cover a receiver. So it's just ridiculous, you know. Get on Belichick's level. Just give it a shot for once. Give it a shot for once. Okay, I'm done with the Patriots. I just saw it, and it fucking annoyed me that yet again they're going to keep doing things in the AFC to try to make it, you know, not as hard playing against the Patriots. Well, guess what? The coaches are going to come up with something else, and you're going to fucking bitch and complain and say it's cheating, but it's not. It's just your team is ill-qualified for the competition ahead of them. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Not the Bucks, though. Not those Buccaneers, though. They're ready to go. And by ready, I mean the draft here. The Glazers signed off, basically saying Mariota, Winston. They're ready. They signed off on either of them. They'll take either. Which I think I mentioned last time that I kind of fell back on Winston. Kind of not sure how I feel about him. But you know, if they take him, they take him. Just hopefully he doesn't go nuts. I think it'd be great if they went the complete other way, you know, because they're saying 1-2. 1-2. I think it'd be great if they went with, like, Garrett Grayson from Colorado State. Maybe Brent Hundley. He's another guy, QB UCLA, that they've been talking about being a sleeper over there. I think it'd be fucking hilarious. I think they should, because that's what you want. You want to go with a guy who's not. So actually, if you don't, who would you blame in that situation? A guy who's projected to be picked in the fucking second, third, fourth round, and he gets picked first, and he's not ready. Would you blame the team or the player? You blame the team. He wasn't ready. He wasn't ready. That's what you say. So yeah, I mean, they're leaning towards Mariota, or Winston, and it looks like it's going to be Winston, which, hey, what can you do? What can you do? There's not much going on. there's not much going on. For the Bucks, there is, okay, there is some, Lovey did confirm, today's Wednesday, when you are listening to it, it will be Thursday, that the team has been getting a few phone calls about trading Mike Glennon. That guy, he's, started 18 games over the past two seasons, and, won, you know, fucking, not even a handful of them. So, it's, I mean, he's a serviceable backup or a quarterback, you know, it wouldn't be bad to hold on to him, you know, bring him in, he knows what's going on, he's got a fucking long neck, you know, he's got a long neck, he's got red hair, the Glazers love that, just his fucking neck, holy Christ, I'm staring at a picture of the guy, and it's just fucking, it's ridiculous, is that fucking real? Did ESPN Photoshop that? Christ, Glennon. You can't make a pass. You can't stand on a fucking receiver. His shoulders are like waist high on the defensive lineman, but his neck goes about 3 feet above him when they're coming on him. You can't fucking see downfield and complete a fucking pass? Win a game, buddy. Win a game with a neck like that. You have to. For God's sakes, Merton Hanks would be proud. So yeah, they're fielding interest on him getting traded, which you gotta have. I mean, who else do you got? Who do they got? It's Glennon, right? And some other jerky. You gotta have someone back there who knows the system, because if who you draft doesn't work out, you're fucked. And then you're gonna be stuck picking up, I don't know, some jerk. We're gonna trade for Sanchez or something. Ugh. I'll have to bail then. I'll bail. I'm done if that happens. And, fucking, I keep talking about, Ray Rice. Why, you know, like all these other, and I have the same feeling. You got two other guys. You got Greg Hardy, defensive lineman signed with, Cowboys. Ray McDonald, I don't know who he signed with, maybe the 49ers? I couldn't tell you. Signed after they faced, domestic violence charges. No one's talking about fucking Adrian Peterson anymore. The only reason is because there was a video of Ray Rice doing it. That's the only fucking reason that they can see how fucking brutal it is. The rest of these guys, there's no video, so you don't know what the fuck happens because no one looks into the fucking details. A video is just easier for people to process. You know exactly what happened. This guy's a piece of shit. He's not going to get a second chance. It just sets different standards for people that there was no video of. But these other people are getting second chances, and they're making fucking millions. They're making millions while decent people are out there doing their jobs. They haven't, you know, smacked a woman around. Yet these people do it, and they continually, get, more and more. They still get paid. They still get paid. So hopefully, they just lose. That's all you can hope for. That's all I'm going to say, lose. Because in the end, what's that matter? I'm not going to say I hope they get injured. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't wish harm upon someone. But I hope you lose every game. And maybe, nope, I'm not going to say it. We're continuing. Continuing on to the NHL, where the Lightning sit in second. With 99 points, have you heard this before? In the Habs, with 100 points in first place. Ridiculous. It's not even back and forth now. It's just the Canadiens standing there up top, and the Lightning just kind of swiping at their little feetsies. They're going to be playing tonight. That's tonight, Thursday, 7:30 against the Predators. Hot. That's going to be a hot game. That's going to be a real hot game. Predators are hot right now. How many times can I say hot? Saturday, you got Tampa Bay versus Detroit there. Another hot game. Hot, hot, hot. If I could afford to use that song, I put, feeling hot, hot, hot. Then I go, and then on Monday, Tampa Bay faces up against Montreal. Faces up against the Canadiens in Montreal. The ice is going to be melting because it's going to be hot, hot, hot. I'm feeling hot, hot, hot. But you know, some fucking Caribbean drums and shit. So, yes, Monday, Tampa Bay going up to fucking Montreal. I believe. I think they just recently played the Canadiens here. So, yeah, there's your next three games. And that Montreal game, doing good. Then you got tomorrow night, you got the Canadiens against the Jets. The Jets could jump out and surprise us and beat them, which we could use because that Predators and Red Wings games are going to be tough. Real tough there. Maybe Stammer can drop the gloves there one more time. He did it there in Boston, and that really sparked the team, man. He doesn't fight much. His last fight was, I believe, in 2008. And he got the fight against the Bruins there with Marchand. And Lightning scored twice in the minute following Stamkos' first period fight there. 15-second span, puts in two goals after that fucker grabbed a hold of Marchand there. So, yeah, I mean, he fucking sparked the team to fucking go out there and put a couple biscuits in the basket. So maybe he'll do that. He doesn't do it that often. So I think when he's only 25 years old. Can you fucking believe that? 25 fucking years old. Jeez, Stammer. You're making me feel old there, buddy. Can you calm it down? Calm it down here. You jump on in. Fruits, bitch. You thought you were out. You thought you were fucking out. You thought wrong. You're lying to yourself. And your mother. Berries. I eat these off air. You gotta trust me. You gotta trust me. We had strawberries, blackberries, grapes. Grape is a berrying type fruit that comes off of vine. It's in the berry category. Suck my dick. Blueberries, raspberries. Here's the rankings. 1, raspberry. 2, blackberry. 3, strawberry. 4, grape. 5, blueberry. Blueberries are not in season right now. That went against them. That went against them, but it doesn't matter. When you're not ready, you're not ready to play. That's not my fault. Okay, you gotta be ready. You wanna win? You gotta play like a winner year round, okay? This ain't June, July when you're gonna be fucking ripe. This is March. We can't change the fucking rules here. Okay, blueberries, that's what happened. Maybe next year. Maybe I can get some frozen ones that were ripened in July. Maybe let them go a little longer. Get them a little, not too much longer. Early August, that first week. It's when you pluck them, so you got raspberries there. I'm trying to knock this out quick, folks. I only do this show once a week, okay? I don't want to, you know, I don't want to go too hard. I've been shitting up a storm. I got fucking diarrhea 24/7, which isn't, if you know me, that's not too crazy. That's my normal state. It's just liquid pouring out of my undercarriage over there. I still got to do melons and citrus. Melon, citrus, and possibly a tropical. I cannot. Oh, and droops. For fuck's sake. For fuck's sake, Sames. How much fucking fruit? You know how much this has sent me back? I'm gonna start a crowdsource thing. A little fucking Indiegogo to afford all the fruit I'm fucking eating. I'm gonna knock those out over the weekend so when the Final Four comes in, I'll record some shit. That's called, oddly enough, here we call it the Fruit Four. Or the final fruit? I don't know. I don't know anymore. I just don't know. But it's firing up here. And I'm not talking about my diarrhea. All that aside, why don't I move on to the women's March Madness tournament. March 21st, USF women's team beat LSU 73-64. And then March 23rd, sadly lost to Louisville 52-60. It was a good run. They started pulling closer within 5 minutes, and it just kind of fell apart at the end. But they had a good run, real great one. So we're very proud of them to do that. So congratulations, USF women's basketball team. And they still have the women's Final Four is still going to be held, obviously still, at the Sun Dome, that makes sense, right? Let's jump on over to MLB. Yes, check out the standings very, very quick here. We're going to look at the Grapefruit League. We're going to do the grapefruit, son. Okay, should we do grapefruit or should we do American League? Let's do American League, straight up American League. Okay, in fifth, New York Yankees, 13 wins, 10 losses. Boston in seventh, 10 wins, 9 losses. Right behind them, Tampa Bay in eighth. Is that eighth? I can't count with 10 wins, 9 losses. Yeah, not much has changed. I had the numbers from a couple weeks ago. I'm not finding them. I love paper. Just killing trees just to fucking do it. Shut up, Al Gore. What have you done lately? You haven't made a movie in years. Executive produce this, you bitch. I'm sorry, Al. I'm sorry, Al. We have a tumultuous relationship. Kevin Cash announced Asdrubal Cabrera will be their starting shortstop, so things starting to clear up. A little of the fog. I can see clearly now the rain is gone, and I can see the lineup starting to flesh itself out there. They were considering using him at second and shortstop, kind of flipping back and forth, but it looks like right now they're going to be keeping him at shortstop. Shortstop, that's how they say it in the big leagues. Real quick, finish up kind of baseball here. Linebacker Brandon McGee from the Tampa Bay Bucks was cut or released Monday morning, but he's heading over to Fort Myers there to spring training tryout there with the Boston Red Sox, which good for him. He played both sports in college at Arizona State, drafted in 2012 by the Red Sox. Previously was drafted by the Tampa Bay Rays and Oakland Athletics. I don't know how the draft works for baseball, because, we drafted you, but I'm not going to play for you. That happened to Russell Wilson. He was drafted, I believe, by someone, and it's like, oh, I was drafted, but I'm like, fuck that, I'm not playing. It just doesn't. How many fucking baseball or football players were drafted in baseball? It just doesn't make sense to me. I'm confused. I'm confused, but a bit. I'm confused. That's me not knowing what to do next. Fruit's out of the way. NFL's out of the way. NHL. I don't know where to go next. Let me look at something right here. MLS. MLS, folks. Orlando City Lions. What's the deal with the Lions? Are they lying? That was dumb. I'm embarrassed by that one, but I'll leave it in. Okay, Orlando City sits in third in the Eastern Conference there. One win, one draw, one loss. I can't remember who they just recently played, but I did watch it. Heartbreaking loss there. Oh, Dallas, I believe. I believe it was Dallas. Who are just crushing it over there in the Western Conference. Got 9 points, first place, played 3 games, won 3 games. So Orlando City sits in third behind New York Red Bulls and New York City Football Club. How many fucking teams does New York need? Do they really need 2 teams in every sport? 2 teams in every sport. And some of them don't even play in fucking New York, but yet they're still there. It just that doesn't make sense to me. I'm going to calm down. I got to be honest with you. I cut about 10 minutes of content. I was talking about, let me just see this very quick. His name is Tony Perkins with the Family Research Council in Washington. I know I was going to say apparently, but New England Patriots, San Francisco Giants, Tampa Bay Rays, all teams that I do appreciate are jumped on board with, gay marriage, supporting, equality is basically what it comes down to. Not just saying, I support gay marriage. No, you support fucking equality, okay? Now, if you say, I don't support gay marriage, well, then you don't support equality. Just know that. So when people look at you differently and think you're a dummy, just know they don't treat you as an equal. You know, it goes both ways, okay? And when someone infringes on maybe your rights or what you believe are your rights, just know that there's other people out there that have it much worse and you're fighting against them too. I'm cut 10 minutes and I'm continuing to go on. I saved it though because I thought it was fucking hilarious. A lot of crazy stuff. Hilarious. Well, I'm gonna mosey on out of here, folks. You know, just be good. Be good to everyone around you. You know, there's no need for fucking hatred. You know, even though I spelled a little bit of it here, but it's all in fun, unless I'm serious, which I'm not too often. Not too often, but everyone, be good, be safe. Tampa Bay and the world, everyone, not just Tampa Bay, everyone. I love you. Not in a weird way. Just in like a, hey, buddy, I love you. You know, okay. And now before I go, let me just say it appears Cigar City will be losing to Terrapin Beer Company from Athens, Georgia. It's 10:40 at night. Voting ends at midnight, and they're down by about 400 votes. So it was a good run, made it to the Elite Eight, USAtoday.com. I still think I've had a number of Terrapin. They're good, but they're not doing the shit Cigar City is. You know, so just that's what's going on. So that's going to be Terrapin. They're going to be taking on Stone Brewing Company, which, fuck off. You're not fucking beating them. I was worried if Cigar City went on and faced Stone because you're not going to beat Stone. They're fucking dope. That's all there is to it. Stone's an amazing brewery out of North County, San Diego. So while we close this up here, everyone be safe, be good. Take it easy, everyone. Stomp. Good. Stomp.